That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Give me a level check on you.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hot.
I heard a door slam. Somebody's here. I'm scared.
I think Blitz walked in. I think.
I actually like when I pull up and I know that I'm the only one here.
You do?
Yeah, although it's
scary.
It's scary. Yeah, I don't know where the light switches are here, even though I've been here for a year. So I really, really pretty much have to roam the halls through the dark. And I don't have any glasses, Spongio.
I think we should start the show.
Oh.
I think that could maybe be the... I think that could be like the appetizer. That could have been the lubrication into the theme song. That little bit right there.
Yeah, if you would ever listen to the podcast, you would know that I already do stuff like that. Give it a listen, Spongio. It's not bad. Be a daily downloader.
I am a daily downloader.
Asshole. It's my special little move that I do. I put a little talk
before the song. I'll take Willie.
Yeah. I'm known for it around the industry.
It is the Clem Kush franchise.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. It is officially 2021.
Is it possible to leave all our bullshit behind? I thought I was on the bridge this morning, and I've been negative, a motherfucker, this whole time, be like, oh, yeah, what's going to change? Because everybody's like, oh, yeah, leaving everything in 2020. And then I woke up today, and I was like, can I leave all of my shit behind? Like my shit that I can control. Can I leave it all behind in 2020?
I think we got gangbanged so hard with negative shit in 2020 that it has stretched us out for 2021.
Can you tell me like what outside?
I mean, we need
to
go to like the vaginal rejuve for 2021.
Well, we know we can get a deal on that from Dr. Dan, but the corona, I can't remember anything from the year past. Corona, you know, the election. What other shit did we have to deal with? Was that it?
I don't think that there's. And I don't even know that life what mattered before the corona deal. Like January, February of last year was, because didn't the corona started kind of sneaking in early March?
Yeah, about February, March, because I remember we had the, when was the Bubba Army Royalty Party last year? Was that in March?
March 7th.
Yeah.
And that was absolutely.
The week after that.
The week, like the last week of.
Normalcy.
Yeah, and it was, and we still had like. Probably 30% of people didn't make the party because they were already scared. The early scarers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we didn't have masks or anything. I remember when I saw your sister, because I met her for the first time, we were kind of making jokes about, you know, hey, you having any flu-like symptoms? And, you know, now I thought that I'm going to wear two masks for the party this year.
Are you really? Mask and gloves?
I'm going to be outside. I mean, I trust everybody. I know the Bubba Army, you know, the majority of them feel like this is a pussy made up virus. But I think when it gets down to it.
Should we call it the super spreader? I mean, because that's what everybody.
No, we'll get shut down.
We will.
Oh, don't put the super spreader title, a super spreader title on it. Let other people put that. But yeah,
I was watching KCAL. The CBS affiliate last night.
What is that? And where?
In LA.
Okay.
So I watched the, oh my God, I got so many things to talk
about.
Wait,
were you watching like the ball drop on the West Coast? Were you up till 3 a.m.? What's wrong with you?
No. By the way, you hit me with three different questions there. But anyway.
I've been off the air for a week, Spongio. It's like I'm on cocaine here.
It's, which I think people might be doing rails of cocaine in our kitchen. Although it is sugar. I did test it. I looked like a detective cop. You know how you'd see the movies where they'd open up the bag of cocaine and the guy would, you know.
Lick it a little bit?
Go, yeah, that's cocaine.
Yeah.
Now, if that cop got tested for a drug test, wouldn't there be a smidge of cocaine in his system?
Well, I think that's for the TV shows, Bub. I don't think that's how they teach in cop school is to taste it. They probably have other ways that they let you know that it's really cocaine.
Yeah, I think they put it in a little bottle and it's supposed to turn blue or something like that. Yeah. So I'm walking through the cafeteria to get to the studio today. And there's this.
Like I call it a cafeteria. It's a fucking.
I'm trying to really make this a little more showbiz.
It's all right. Play it up, baby. Play it up.
I walk through the kitchen, okay, which consists of a refrigerator, a fairly long countertop sink.
It's smaller than what you would find in a studio apartment in Brooklyn.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, that kitchen is, well, I mean, we
I have
a
family.
Stove.
I have a family in a studio in Brooklyn, trust me.
So anyway, I walk through the very palatial BRN kitchen, and the catering crew happens to not be in today. And I'm hoping that perhaps the people that work in the kitchen here at the BRN just had a little bit of an oversight where they spilled a bunch of sugar all over the countertop and some on the floor. And I was just like, what the fuck? Why is everybody and it's so fucking messy around here?
Well, who's even, like, I feel like they would have to be using that sugar to put in coffee, right? And then who's really drinking coffee around here is the question.
I don't know.
And then who, like, to me, coffee drinkers are somewhat responsible. If someone's drinking coffee, they're not going to leave sugar all over the place. Are you sure that's not cocaine?
No, it's not cocaine.
It looks like...
Although Anna has been here the last couple nights doing shows and things like that when we did a 7 to 9 show on Twitch, and then we did a couple fireside... Did you get a chance to watch any of the Fire Chat Willies?
I did. I scrolled through it yesterday.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things going on, and I forget what the initial... I got squirreled on the mess in the kitchen. There was something I was going to talk about. You brought up earlier. You mentioned you hit.
Oh,
me
New
with
Year's
three.
Eve. You said you were watching LA last night.
Yeah. So I'm watching. By the way, the fucking coverage for like the Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Dick Clark's not even allowed. Oh, right.
I know, but the franchise.
The franchise, of course.
And then what? NBC at all? Like, just fucking pathetic. Just how it's
were they
just
getting drunk on
stupid.
Zoom last night? Or were they actually out and about?
And I got to think that iPhones, like, have the right time. iPhones have, like, I think the standard, you know, I don't think you can't set your iPhone, you know, like you can your home alarm and run it 10 minutes fast or 15, you know. Like, I think iPhone, like, if I look at my iPhone right now and you look at your iPhone, it says 9:34. Like,
damn
the,
right.
That's the official fucking time.
Yeah.
Right?
Because we're a little iPhone sheep. I bet the Android, they're probably got 9:36.
Well, I don't think so. I think that maybe the Android and the iPhone might have one thing in common, and that is the time.
But
and
what
I think,
time?
And I think they go get this time somewhere in, like, the United States ran time capsule.
You're thinking a lot about time. So,
yeah,
time doesn't even exist, Bubba.
The reason why is this.
Dildo?
Because fucking Ryan Seacrest, I think it was ABC, the Dick Clark's New Year Rockin' Eve deal. They go to break at 9:58. They go to full-blown fucking commercials saying, when we come back, the ball will drop. They come back. They were 2 minutes behind the fucking ball drop.
Okay. Wait.
Like, how can you have a fucking network that's built upon your show in the context of your show is built upon midnight starting the new year, and you're 2 fucking minutes behind.
Wait, I'm confused, fuckboy. You were watching the LA version, so were they covering the East Coast?
No. Earlier last night, I was watching New Year's Rockin' Eve from, you know, April.
Did you have, like, your popcorn out? Is this a big deal for you?
After the ball hit midnight in the East Coast, I then flipped over to watch the CBS News in L.A. to see what's happening in L.A. Because I like to see what's happening in L.A.
I understand. Can I just say, in my neighborhood last night, absolute fucking, it sounded like I was in the middle of a war last night.
Me too. Me too at Tara's house.
Unbelievable. Unfucking real, Bubba. I tell you, I was startled. I startled easily, as everybody knows. But I just got fucking high last night and pretended like I was in the middle of a war. And I got to tell you, scary shit.
Yeah, it was nonstop. It was like I think for New Year's Eve.
Cuz I thought of
last night might have been the most explosive one I've ever heard.
Yes, thank you. I agree. Same in my neighbor. I mean, scary explosive. Not just like a couple little here and there. Like, it sounds like the pros, you know, brought shit into their neighborhood last night.
So, I watched the Dick Clark's New Year Rockin' Eve deal, and it's hosted by Ryan Seacrest, and he's got Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo there.
Oh, no.
With their children, which, by the way, they have gorgeous children. And
well, that's not their children together, Bubba.
I know, but okay. whoever their children's dads and moms are.
I think, like, Mark Anthony and, you know, who knows who A-Rod has kids
with. I will tell
with.
You this. Fucking J-Lo looked absolutely amazing. Like,
well,
she,
no shit, Bubba.
But I
everybody,
mean, she
everybody,
is just so fucking hot.
And she's 50, right?
God.
Or 51? No, well, just don't say that she's hot around Dr. Dan.
Dan doesn't know shit.
Dan said she's a pig.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dan's, you know.
Remember after the Super
Dan
Bowl?
Dan needs to back his doucheness down a little bit.
That was crazy.
How do you call J-Lo a pig?
He did. I mean, we could pull the tape.
There's probably 30-year-old women that say, attractive women that say, my God, J-Lo's beautiful.
No, everybody loves J-Lo.
So anyway, the ABC Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve, they're 2 minutes late, by the way, to drop the fucking ball. And then they got this guy on the now Times Square was pretty much locked down, and they had it. Did you see any of it?
No, fuck no. I don't watch any of that stuff. I always found it to be depressing when I was young, because in my 20s, I always felt like I should be out, and I wasn't. And I found watching people being out, I found that to be depressing. So now I just, last night, I just put on Curb Your Enthusiasm. So when the clock struck midnight, I had Curb Your Enthusiasm going. I just like to put on what makes me feel good at midnight, and watching a bunch of douchebags party wherever they were on Zoom last night, or in LA or in New York, doesn't make me feel good.
Here is my evening last night. I tried to be asleep by midnight because I don't give a fuck about this bullshit.
Yeah, but clearly you do, because you wanted to be asleep before. Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't. I got hooked on The Joker. I was watching The Joker from like 2 years ago.
Yeah, how is it? I haven't seen that.
It's all right.
I was watching Wolf of Wall Street last night.
Oh, I love that movie.
I know.
I fucking love it. I ain't going nowhere. I'm not fucking leaving. They're going to have to get the fucking National Guard to get me the fuck out of here. I love that.
That was you in 06, I think.
I know. I want to do a documentary called The Wolf of Radio and show all the fucking fuckery. But anyway, so listen, I'm trying to be, but I watched The Joker. It gets done about 10 minutes before midnight. So then I flip over to ABC, Dick Clark's New York Rock.
Are you working for them? God, you've name-checked them so many times. Fuck them.
Then I'm like, I want to see what all the networks are doing for the drop. So ABC had Ryan Seacrest doing the Dick Clark's New York Rock.
Jesus Christ.
Fox had some bullshit. NBC had some bullshit.
What about Michael Strahan? I'm sure he was probably out.
No, I don't think he was out.
What about, did you watch Anderson Cooper or Don Lemon? They normally get drunk, and now they don't like Kathy Griffin anymore?
No.
What about Fox and Friends?
So, the ABC, Dick Clark's New York Rock and
Eve. Don't say it again! Bubba, don't say it again! Don't say it again.
Okay.
Don't say it again.
DC's Rockin'
Eve. Don't say it again.
Who's dead? Did you throw something at me?
By the way, you
nailed me right in my arm. That was a great throw. I had my eyes closed.
Well, I threw three other
ones. We're on the podcast.
I threw three other ones. That's clearly missed. Oh. But I just, don't say it again.
Okay.
Again, never again.
Okay. So listen, I'm watching this shit.
How fucked up are you? Why are you fucked up at this point? Go to sleep.
I'm trying to, but my pills ain't kicked in.
Jesus.
I'm hot.
You got a crick next to you or what?
No, I mean, don't worry about what I got next to me, okay?
Yeah, the crick wanted to watch Andy Cohen break in the new year.
So I flip over. I'm like, okay, fuck all this. It's like 12:15. I'm going to flip over, and I get into the CBS affiliate in L.A., KCAL. Watching their news, and they got these hot, L.A. has got like fucking hot news anchors. So I'm watching these hot news anchors, and they show this bar owner, and they call him a super spreader violator. You don't understand. We're talking about.
Wait, was this like a gotcha segment on New Year's Eve where they go into bars?
Well, listen, we were talking about, the upcoming Bubba Army royalty party.
Yeah.
And how I was going to call it a super spreader. And you're like, no, fuck, don't do that. We'll get shut down. So, and we're not even, listen, we got Ron DeSantos here in Florida. By most state standards, we're letting it eat here in Florida.
Oh,
right?
DeSantis wants people sitting on each other's laps in the Super Bowl. He does not. Yeah, there won't be any pods at our Super Bowl in Tampa, Florida. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, there's not going to be a pod.
Get out of here. We're gonna go maskless on top of each other. It's a 60,000 seat stadium. We're getting 120 in that night.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
They're like, they're really, 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 really uptight in California about this shit. And so they're like, they were teasing the next segment. And they're like, next on KCAL, a super spreader goes to jail. And I'm like, oh, I got to see this. I hope my pills don't kick in. I hope I can make it through this 3-minute commercial set. So then they show, they're like, we're going to report, throw it out live to Jimmy Nobody. Jimmy Nobody, what are you doing? This is Jimmy Nobody on the south side of L.A., and yes, you can see here, and it has this little bar, and it would literally be like just, it would be like a little tavern here, maybe a capacity of like 80, okay? And it's just a little bar. And they're like, behind me is the bar where the owner was taken out in cuffs earlier today. And so it shows this guy, and he's just like an older dude, maybe Hispanic, but kind of well-dressed. He owns this bar.
Yeah.
I got to think owning a little bar in L.A. is, I mean, just the real estate in itself is probably worth it. It looked like it'd been around a while, like your neighborhood bar.
Do they arrest you in a mask? Do they make you put on a mask when they're putting you in the back of a cop car?
So listen to this. This guy's in cuffs. They're like, look at this man. He's officially one of the very first to be put in cuffs for being a super spreader. And he's, you know, not real happy about it. And he's got his mask on. Well, his manager, who was this kind of bigger dude, they threw him in jail, too, because he was trying to protect the owner when they were trying to put him in jail. But they're putting people because he had 37 people, 10 of which didn't have masks in his establishment. The cops came in and threw him in fucking jail and call him what you're witnessing loud is one of the very first super spreaders, a man that's been charged with super spreading in cuffs. Next, KCAL 9.
Bubba, I have a feeling that if coronavirus was a thing 20 years ago, that you know, 15 years ago, that you would be having corona super spreader events, that you would be really trying to needle, you know, everybody around about coronavirus, and you probably would have been fired for it. So I think we should just be happy that corona happened now.
Well, they wouldn't fire me for nothing 20 years ago. They used to remember that I could be on trial.
Oh, but a super, Bubba, a super spreader. I mean, right now you get labeled a super spreader. That's like getting labeled a racist. That's like getting labeled a
kid
toucher.
You're right.
I mean, once you're a super spreader, there's no way to shake it. It's on you forever.
I wonder if girls could be like you know, hey, I'm a super spreader, like a promiscuous girl.
Yeah, can. They can be, Bubba. I'm sure. You sick fuck.
Speaking of when you were...
So you had a great New Year's Eve last night.
Yeah.
In the middle.
I laid in bed, watched The Joker with a fucking Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve side show. And a KCAL kicker.
Did you find the fireworks to be a bit much last night?
I did.
Thank you.
You know, Tara lives in, you know, kind of a middle upper... Tara lives like in a middle upper class neighborhood.
Yeah, but it's Lutz. It's the wild, wild west out there.
Oh, my God. Pookie laid beside me and was just shivering because fireworks kind of make her nervous.
Yeah, same with my dogs.
And she's just like... And usually you'd be like, you know, it's going to go away. It literally sounded like Baghdad last night.
It didn't stop until 12:30 around my neighborhood.
And it started about 10:30. Motherfuckers, oh, just no, it's, going crazy.
I thought about yelling out my window at some point, but I was like, what am I gonna do?
And you don't want to be that guy.
I don't. That's an old man move, but good God, Bubba, I was scared. And what about all the guys that went and actually fought in the war and have to deal with PTSD hearing that?
Oh,
that's
so
what
think
I was
there
thinking
might be
of.
Like there might be soldiers and stuff.
There are. It's a thing that they put signs up, you know, on the 4th of July and all that.
I got PTSD.
Yeah, me too.
In life.
Exactly.
I mean, as soon as my alarm goes off, I start fucking having anxiety. I got to have another day in life.
Just imagine about the people that have real PTSD.
We were talking about earlier, you were talking about when you were in your 20s, you used to get after it on New Year's Eve and various things like that. Man, the New Year's Eves.
No, I didn't say that, Bubba. You just said that to set yourself up to talk about you at New Year's Eve. I said I didn't go out.
You know all my tricks.
I
you know all my fucking tricks. I can't even fucking get a little mix minus in without you.
I got to hear about your Cheeto fingers or something.
One of the best New Year's Eves I ever had was 1989 going into 1990.
Oh, God.
And Westwood One had it was a live, you know, radio Westwood One syndicated thing. And they went and they rang in the new year on four different time zones. The East, I was in Chicago working at B96.
Go ahead, tell me all the time zones. I want to hear this.
Whether it's the East, the Central, the Mountain, and the Pacific.
You are one smart. This is why I work with you, Bubba.
Thank you, buddy.
You're savant.
I play dumb, but I'm really fucking
I know.
Smart.
I was like, when you first said four time zones, I'm like, this idiot, there's only three.
So they call B96 up, and they want to get a hold of me because they want me to host the ring-in for the Central time zone live from Chicago.
What an honor.
I mean, it paid $1,800.
No shit.
Yeah.
God, how do you get that these days?
So I'm at a nightclub. I'm at a nightclub in Chicago. I don't know where. Eric's North or something like that. And it's fucking packed. The station was a station event. And I'm literally live on Westwood One from the, you know, the top of the, with the DJ booth, and the place is going insane, and we rang it in, and they're like, okay, now we're going to throw it to Chicago, Illinois with Bubba the Love Sponge from B96.
So they carried you nationally. That's a big deal. That's a massive deal.
Oh, no, it was really good. I'll be like, thank you, Rhonda, from L.A. or from New York. Yes, we're here at Eric's North Nightclub, B96, Chicago, Bubba the Love Sponge. We're 47 seconds away. The place is hopping. 1989, blah, 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 blah. I'm live from Chicago, and 10-9. And then fucking made out with three hot, big-titted bitches because at that point, you know, I'm the host, I'm the man.
What do you mean? Like, they were big all at once?
Yes. We were just fucking mouthing each other.
Oh, well, God. Were
and
you?
Then I end up fucking this girl in her mini, a gray, I can remember like it was nothing.
Jesus.
In her gray minivan behind the building at about 2:15.
Well, that's impressive. She had her own car in the city, you know.
No, a minivan, nonetheless, and she lived in Naperville.
Well, what else could you? What else could? Bubba, no disrespect to you in '89, but what else could you fucking back then? A minivan seems like it was had the perfect amount of space for a Bubba.
I wasn't that fat back
to
then.
Maneuver.
I was I was probably only about 300 back then. I didn't start getting real fat until I got to Power Pig.
Hey, did you think
Power Pig is where I picked up all my weight?
Yeah, well, same when I joined this show. Hey, when they were doing the when you had your chance to go national back in the day on that countdown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, chance to go national. No, I've been national for a long time.
Eat my dick. Listen, let me. They said, hey, we're gonna have your big 300-pound making out with three big titted women ass doing the countdown for Chicago B96. Did you think about doing something to try to like set yourself apart because you were gonna be on the national stage, or you were just like, I'm gonna just do a straight countdown, or did you feel like you had to pull some hijinks to get recognized?
No, it was a straight countdown.
Okay.
They absolutely
did. You know what I'm talking about, though, right? Where you try to like, all right, I got my shot. I'm going to do something fucking crazy here and, you know, have this chick make out with me during the countdown.
No. That wasn't part, you know, it wasn't a visual. It was, you know, it was very much an audible. And no, I didn't. The producers were very, you know, very. And by the way, you had to be after a union, too, so you didn't want to, you know, piss off the union. So it was very, it was a straight lace.
When radio was a real thing.
Well, there's like, listen, don't try to just, you know, kind of, there wasn't a script, but it was like an outline, you know.
Yeah.
Reminisce about a few things that happened in Chicago in 1989. Well, you know, at 15, pick up the countdown, ring it in. Have the place go wild, pump up the music, and then throw it over to fucking Jimmy in Denver. And I'd be like, all right, the next one you'll hear from me for Jimmy in Denver. So long, everybody, from B96 and Bubba the Love Sponge, Eric's North. Then I made out with him. I didn't technically make out with him on mic on air.
Right, I get that, man. You are such a legend. It's an honor to do a podcast with you.
It is as well.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
You feel the same way about me?
I times 10 because I wasn't a podcasting guy until you spreaded me out for you until you became a super spreader podcast.
Bubba, you're not a podcast guy. You don't even listen to this podcast. You don't listen to podcasts.
I'm a podcast guy if I'm a host of a major podcast deal, ain't I?
If I see a guy and he says he's a podcast guy, I'm thinking he listens to a lot of podcasts.
You think that Joe Rogan listens to his podcasts?
Oh, God, probably not.
I got you on that one, didn't I?
Yeah, probably not. He's probably like, oh, my God, this guy is so out there.
Can I be honest with you?
Tell me.
For the most part, I don't listen to my shows. Like when we do best of, you know, terrestrially, or I don't like listening to my show.
I understand.
It just, I don't know.
It's I like, do. You
know, I'm in character. I'm not necessarily proud of the things that come out of my mouth when I'm at work. You know, people don't go back and watch their work.
Unless
you're Tom Brady and you're breaking down film or something.
I think that I think that people in this profession should do it a lot more. I think that, could you imagine, Bubba, if like Tom Brady or an up-and-coming quarterback, let's say Joe Burrow goes, I don't really like watching myself. It makes me uncomfortable. So I'm just going to go ahead and just not watch my game film from last week. You got to watch that shit. The uncomfortable stuff is what's going to make you better.
Yeah, but you don't have to listen long form, 4-hour fucking spoken word radio.
But you can. I think you could just air check yourself with a segment a day or a segment a week or something like that and then get the gist of it. You got to make sure you're always getting better.
I think when you're a narcissistic, stupid fuck like myself, you can't probably objectively listen to it. And I'm going to have somebody like you listen to it and give me the short notes.
No. All right. I can't.
Looks like that's not happening.
Well, I mean, if you want to hear, listen, that used to be my old life was telling hosts what they were doing wrong every single day.
Yeah, but I'm and a I far got, different level than those guys. I mean, you got to admit, like, look, here's the deal. I'm gonna tell you right now that you are.
You're no Jade. Motherfucker.
God, she was hot. Oh, fuck.
Whatever, screw her.
I tried.
Ugh.
Anyway, listen. You arguably are probably the funniest, quirkiest, most spontaneous, best number two guy I've ever had.
Oh, that's disrespectful to what? Jabberjaw. And all the other people.
So
One-Eyed Terry.
But oh, God. But, like,
the legends you've had in here.
Host-wise, and don't blow up smoke up my ass, but out of all the people you've worked with, I mean, I got to think that there's only one that would even be that you would compare me to, and that is Drew, and I think that I'm a far, far better host than he is.
Yes.
And so,
I agree.
You know, objectively, you could probably give him more insight than you could me.
Oh, I had to. Well, Drew's thing was just taking phone calls. So, I mean, I thought that was the downfall of the show. I always said, like, I don't think people are paying. Like, I don't think people are tuning in to hear, you know, some jack-off call from Newport Richie every single day. You know, a lot of my conversations with Drew, but he never listened. That's why I left. What's the point of being an executive producer if the host that you're working with doesn't listen to you?
Well,
like, what the and your show's mediocre? Like, you got to go.
I would say in Tampa, Florida, the biggest crutch in radio amongst people that, you know, actually get to speak more than a 17 second speed break is going to the phones. It is such a crutch. And phones, going to the phones aren't even the same as going to the phones as you used to back in the day, because not as many people are listening to radio. And going to the phones is such a fuck. Games, stupid games, trivia, and going to the phones is the biggest terrestrial radio crutch that's, quite frankly, almost make me embarrassed to be in radio. I don't do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you did some games. You used to do Bubba Trivia when I first started.
Here and there.
That was fun in games.
We don't do. There's some shows that do games every day.
I know. Well, some
multiple
people,
games.
Some
one,
people,
two, three.
Well, the research says people like to win prizes, Bubba.
No, prizes. What the fuck prizes?
God, like
what kind of prizes are they winning on radio now?
Oh, big time.
Well, there's no concerts to go to.
They're virtual. You get virtual tickets, Bubba. A virtual experience.
So what have you been doing? Has it been a week?
I saw you on Tuesday.
Okay.
It's only been a couple days. Does it feel like it's been a long time?
Oh, my God. And you don't even understand today. Listen to today. I got this to do.
It's New Year's Day. What do you mean?
Oh, my God. I'm.
We got football, right? We got Notre Dame and Bama.
At 4. I'm quad booked. I'm quad booked today.
Okay, tell me.
I got this. The minute I get out of here, I'm going to meet my friend in St. Pete for lunch. Have you ever heard me talk about Coco?
No.
Coco and Craig the Bulldog and Brent Hatley and I were also, I think Brent might be in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
But we were supposed to do lunch today at 11:30. I think Coco and Craig are still going to meet me there. So I got lunch with my boys because Coco lives in Maine now and I haven't seen him in about 10 years. So, you know, I'm trying to take time because I'm not going to be around, you know, that much longer.
You mean death?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I mean,
that took a dark turn.
I'm 54 years old.
Well,
I'm going to die before I get Social Security.
You can fucking see your friends on New Year's Day without making it so morbid.
Okay, great. I'm doing that.
Okay.
And then I got to.
I was going to have some brunch today, Bubba. Not because I'm not going to be around forever. Just because I'm hungry and I felt like it'd be a nice idea on New Year's Day.
Right. Then I got to come back to the studio because I'm meeting Tyler here because he's got a two p.m. Raffle deal.
For the door
for his door panel on his race car.
Okay,
and he's going to use my little lotto machine over there. So I get that's at 2 p.m. and then I got to meet the landlord today at 3 p.m. and so that's four things.
Yeah, but what
that's
do you mean?
That's podcast, lunch, raffle, landlord. On, you know, and then I'm going to go home to my apartment and watch Notre Dame get their ass fucking handed to them.
Yeah. Yeah, what about
I think it's going to be a fucking track meet.
You going to watch the game after that tonight? You think you're going to make it through?
No, because I'm going to go to bed after the Notre Dame game because I have to be in Ocala at sunup, which is 7:17.
What the fuck do you know the exact sun up for tomorrow? For what?
That's how I... Doesn't that just show... Because I'm quirky like that.
I get that you're quirky, but what's like happening that. At sun up? What's
you
happening?
Can, you can see to start working.
Okay. Well,
I'm sure
you like to stop at McDonald's on your way, so...
No. I'll eat 4 cheese eggs and 3 smoky links. I'm kind of on a Atkins carb deal.
I wanted to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I've lost 4 pounds.
You've been looking... I could tell. Can you and I get...
4 pounds on a 320-pound man.
And it shows, Bubba. I'm telling you, I looked at you and I go, this man is fucking svelte. He looks like a swimmer. Do you think that you and I could get back to at least once a week working out together?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to start doing 2-a-days.
Okay.
I got to get ready for something that I just signed a deal.
Okay.
That's what I'm meeting
you
with.
You signed
Mark.
The deal.
I one of the reasons why I have to work, meet Mark, the rugged Don Imus landlord
is
today.
Is it a podcasting deal?
No, it is a,
fuck
it's
you.
A different deal.
You know, fucking
I can't
shithead.
Tell you what it is.
Well, I'm not involved in it, so I don't care.
Well, you will be involved in it.
Okay. Thank you. I care a lot. Let's make it happen.
And it's a visual situation.
Oh, my God. Even better. So beautiful.
Right. And so that's why I'm dieting.
Okay.
And I know it might be like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic.
Right. Well, whatever it is, Bub, if it's visual, the people probably want to see the real you, not right. a shrunken up version of you.
Oh, did you not
see
that?
Not the 316-pound version of Bubba. We want him at 320.
Can you imagine if in one fiscal year, now, again, this probably won't happen, but if I could get... To where, you know, the picture you put on Instagram where like girls were rubbing their snizzes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I could get to that? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. Well, can you imagine?
If you were what?
That was 255 pounds.
I yearn for you to be so fucking hot, Bubba. Trust. Like, it
at
would,
255, yeah. We would go to the next level based on me being
I know.
Hot.
I know. And I would get shrunken down as well. So, you know, you get me at 180 and you're at 255. I mean, good God.
We may start fucking.
We might as well just become a porno star tag team.
Right.
I mean, just get the fuck out of this business.
So I have a huge track project going on. We open up our first race since June of last year will be... January 9th, which is the hangover.
Wow. This is going to be great,
Bubba. And I got to get the track. There's just so much to do.
You're going to be spun out this month.
Oh, no. I will be because then we start the February Nationals. So for 2 weeks in February, the first 2 weeks of February, February 1st through the 14th, I will be at the track every night.
Can I ask you a question?
I'll be coming home. I'll be leaving the track about midnight, getting home about 2, getting about 3 hours of sleep. For the entire month, for most of February.
This
has happened for 10 years.
I feel like this is a good time to bring it up. So you did mention February 1st is when everything kicks off. That's my birthday. Will we be having any celebrations? Will there be any honoring of me out at the funny car events? Will anybody be dedicating their wins to me? Should I know in advance? Do I need to be there? You know, either in
February
person.
1st, we have it's the Lucas Oil Super Late Models, which is our largest event. Of all of the Winter Nationals.
Interesting.
And I'm going to, maybe I can make it like, you know, the Seth, make it some type of gimmick where I can, you know, put your shoestring, your name.
Well, because I turned 40 this year, Bubba. It's
do
a big
you
deal.
Really?
No, I don't. I don't. At 39. I was going to drink.
Yeah, because you'd be more depressed.
Oh, I'm not depressed.
Now, rumor has it. Since we last met that you might have had some mental situations. You privately told me that, man, I've been fucked up on the mentals, and then I just like hold it. I'd like to ask you that, you know, on the podcast. What's up with your mentals?
I don't know, man. They're bad. It's bad. I'm okay. It's bad. I'll be okay.
I'm okay. It's bad. I'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm going through a really
rough patch. I think that's a cry for help there.
Going through a rough patch. I called Dr. Dan. And asked him some advice. I'm just having trouble with the medications that they've been putting me on. And it was the road I never wanted to go down, which was actually being on medication. It helped for a little while. But now I feel like it's doing more harm than good. And they keep trying to, you know, they keep tinkering, giving me new stuff, taking me off stuff. And I just feel like I'm a science experiment. And, you know, it's just there's a lot of shit going on in my head. So it's been a wild ride. Work really, really, really helps, man. Like, work just even coming in for a few hours a day just completely changes your mindset. I'm not, you know, I'm not saying I've just been sitting home not doing anything, but
you've been sitting home not doing anything, going fucking insane.
No, I've been, you know, just doing stuff with my daughter and, you know, having all kinds, you know, doing different shit and enjoying the time off. But also, like, I enjoy working. So it's something that, I don't know. It's just hard to explain, but I've been mentally fucked up a lot, and the doctors and the medications and stuff are just, I'm over it. So
I got to tell you, I am looking forward to Monday and getting back into my daily regimen. As much as I bitch about my daily regimen, I kind of yearn for the structure and, you know, and the...
Yeah, the routine.
Yeah, the routine. I really do. I bitch about it, but when I get off of it, I kind of like, oh, fuck.
You know why? We know because we, you know, go on vacation for a week or 2 weeks at a time, stuff like that. And here's the thing, when I think about whenever people sit back and they start telling guys, you know, quarterbacks, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, that these guys need to retire, I'm like, you're going to force these guys to wake up and to get out of the thing that they've been, that they love to do every single day, just because what? You'd think that they're too old? They don't feel too old. Like, if Tom Brady wants to keep playing, for Drew Brees or these old guys want to fucking play forever, let them play forever. I can see why they don't want to fucking retire and go just wake up and go, what am I going to do with my day?
Yeah, I can see them. And, you know, when you see these players, they often say, I don't necessarily miss, you know, the practices. I miss the camaraderie in the locker room, the boys. You know, the hey, man, what's up, Jim? Just that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I miss.
You miss the camaraderie?
I miss the camaraderie around here.
I don't even know if we have time to break down the Lummi Ashley wedding.
Well, that's fine. I didn't, I'm sure we'll talk about
there's
it.
There's a deep dive there.
I did not know they got married. I was, you know, I thought it was a secret just for me. But some listeners told me, some Bubba
Army. It was
Army.
Kind of a secret for me, too. And now.
What?
Yeah, I knew day of, but very much later. I asked Lummi, do you have this on tape? Like, did you tape this thing? He's like, So what I'm thinking is he had to go back and recreate it because he knew that I was going to be absolutely beside myself if he didn't have it on tape. So we're supposed to have something on Monday.
Who was there?
That we can watch.
Who watched them get married?
I don't know.
Like, the parents?
No.
Even the parents weren't there?
No. This was like her friend who was a notary did the ceremonies, and I think Hootie Who might have taped it. There's a
was
lot.
Was Big Red there?
I don't think so.
Weren't you supposed to marry them?
I don't know, buddy. Like, it's just, I don't know what's going on.
Are you mad? A lot of people said they hope you're not mad and you're going to fire Lummi for not doing it on the show.
Listen, nobody's getting fired.
Like, no. When J.D. fucked up on that Stern show.
Oh, J.D.? Oh, did J.D. get fired for
No. I think he proposed not on the air, or somebody did. I don't know.
And Howard was
or,
mad
on
about
Twitter.
It.
He posted it on Twitter, I think. I don't know. Somebody
I don't know.
Me straight.
I don't know that Lummi posted it before he told it. I don't know. It could have. When We're going to probably have to deep dive it on Monday.
Man, you haven't.
I tried to deep dive it.
Have you talked to Ashley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Hey, what's the deal? I texted Dr. Dan on this. So they get married, right? Which is awesome. We love Lummi. We weren't invited. Do we give a present?
No.
No, okay.
I don't think you get a present upon eloping.
There
you
go.
I don't think eloping warrants a present.
Say no more. Dr. Dan said, Dr. Dan said...
Dan just throws money out.
Well, we'll
though.
See what Dan does. He said, that's a good question, but you still could. Now I'm going to go ahead and side with you, Bubba. You elope. This is on you.
Yeah, I mean, part of the present is to show appreciation. Because when somebody gets married and they have a ceremony, it costs them quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
You know, the plate, you get charged.
It's $100 a head with an open bar. I mean,
exactly.
And then for celebrities like you, I mean, who the fuck knows?
Right.
I was a peasant.
My catering bill was $53,000.
Holy
shit,
that
Frank Chevis picked up comped.
Who's Frank Chevis? Can I get him to do my next wedding? I mean, my next event.
Your birthday, February 1?
Yeah, February 5th, my next event. The big 3-9, old Chevis.
So, you know, part of the present is kind of an appreciation for the invite and the money they spent and having you at their beautiful day. And it's kind of a win-win. When you elope, you don't get fucking presents upon eloping. No way.
Okay. All right. Good.
No way.
Say no more.
As today's podcast will be released today, Friday. 2 days from now, Packers-Bears. I think that Fox flexed it to a 4 o'clock.
Oh, big time.
It was
yeah.
originally supposed to be a 1 o'clock. It flexed to a 4.
Yes.
The only news that's coming in that game is the fact that the Packers All-Pro left, you know, Aaron Rodgers' strong side.
Was he his blind side?
His blind side, you know, and, you know, arguably on a right-handed quarterback, his left tackle is the most important lineman. Because that's where they put the big 52 guy to come take your fucking head off.
You know, they don't say that a lot anymore about, like, protecting a blind side. Is that because quarterbacks are kind of mobile and all over
yeah.
the place?
Because you got Russell Wilson, you got fucking Mahomes.
Even Aaron Rodgers is pretty shifty. I mean,
yeah, so usually, conventionally, Fran Tarkington, Terry Bradshaw, you know. The fucking,
Peyton Manning,
yeah,
you got to protect his blind side.
Yeah, they go back 7, they stay in a 1 or 2 yard area, right?
Yeah.
And they fucking wing it.
Now these guys, like, nobody's worried about protecting Kyler Murray's blind side.
No. So, I mean, right. So, but, and did you know he's the highest paid offensive lineman in the league?
Well, he got a big deal. Yeah, I mean, that's, if you could talk about anything that's going to hurt the Packers, I mean, that, outside of Aaron Rodgers, probably Jair Alexander. I think they could even maybe get by without Devontae Adams, the newest member of the Madden 99 club. I watched a video of that yesterday. It's a big deal when the Madden ranks you 99, Bubba. They give you they gave Devontae Adams a gold 99 chain.
And he is a very fucking special player, is he not?
Well, he said Aaron Rodgers gave him the present. And he said it was all because of Aaron Rodgers. So
I gotta tell you, man, the way I think, what is the line? 4.5, 5.5?
I haven't checked. The line doesn't mean anything to me because I'm not putting any money on it. And,
no.
You know, Bears, Packers, once they just hit the field, fuck a line.
It doesn't mean nothing.
Well, if Aaron Rodgers is there, you know, to me, I always give him 7 if Rodgers is playing. So,
anyway, the only, now that you don't have, you know, was it Bacchiara?
What is it, David Bacchiari or something?
Like,
or is that
that
a dessert?
Yeah.
Bacchiari.
Yeah, now that you don't have your Bananas Foster Bacchiara. You got a dink and there's not going to be a lot of drop back deals. You know, I think you're going to be a dink and dunker. And that's when the Packers are most effective. If you watched them against the Titans, they dinked and dunked for the most part. But man, I did tell you this. I was impressed that they shut down Travis Henry. Were you not?
Derrick
Henry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was. That was a great game plan. So, and the Bears running back, David Montgomery, has been running wild. So it's a big game. And for anybody that's like, God, why are you idiots talking about the Bears Packers game?
I mean, Bears win, they go to the playoffs.
Right.
Packers win, everything goes through Lambeau.
Right. It's just there's a lot riding it for everybody. And the Packers still would have a chance to get the number one seed. But, I mean, Bubba, if the Bears win and the Packers lose, and let's say the Packers get the 2 seed, I think the Bears would have to play the Packers.
Lambeau.
Yeah.
In Lambeau.
The first week of the playoffs.
Right.
So they could be playing like back-to-back. There's a lot of wild.
That's a fucking nightmare.
That's a nut-tugger if there's ever
and
been
one. And I think
one.
Bakhtiara is out for the season.
Yeah.
Torn
ACL
with a fucking meniscus kicker.
Yeah, we'll get his name right at some point. But, you know, who knows? There's a lot going on. I never thought the Bears would be in the playoff mix. Lummy's been fucking with me all year about Trubisky. He's been playing well since he got benched. So we'll see what happens.
Is he very mobile?
Yes.
He's okay. He's very mobile.
Yeah. He's mobile. I mean, that's not like they'll design a couple of running plays a game. But, yeah, that's the one thing when Nick Foles got in there that people wanted Trubisky. Look, we've said enough about Trubisky on this podcast. I just, you know, do you want to watch the game together?
No, I'll be probably in, or I'll probably be in Ocala.
Okay. All right. I had a dream of us watching the first half and then me going home.
Really?
And watching the second half by myself. Yeah. That dream won't happen. So
I was trying to look at the weather conditions for Chicago. I think it's low. I think it's like game temperature 32. So it's like not that. And that's like, you know, spring break in Chicago.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
In early January.
It's not like the Packers aren't used to playing in those kind of conditions. So.
Right. I think that's one of the. I don't think Derrick Henry could get unthawed, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, he still had like 90 yards rushing. They just didn't have the 220 yards that he normally
has. Yeah,
but
you shut him down, and then they're very limited. Right? I mean, he doesn't get a $1.50. You got to have him running in order to open up their bullshit little fucking pass game.
Well, that's how it works. Yeah, but Tannehill's been playing well. So
I will tell you this,
God,
though.
We talked about Tannehill in the last fucking podcast.
But hold on now. I will tell you this. I don't usually get to see Sunday Night Football with Chris Collins and what is it, Al Michaels.
Yeah, they're great.
I don't get a chance to see them very often because usually I have to work on Monday morning and I don't get a chance. But Chris Collinsworth sucks.
Oh.
Everybody's the best. You know, Zazie?
Well,
I mean, mean? Like, he doesn't. I don't like him
at all.
He's the king.
Well, so is
Aikman. He's the king of ass kissing.
It's same with Aikman, by the way. If you notice Aikman now, when you listen to Aikman, like, that might be the greatest 8-yard run I've ever seen. Like, everything that Aikman says is the greatest player. Tyreek Hill, this might be the greatest run that I've ever. Like, everything is the greatest. So.
How many times did he mention that Aaron Rodgers can squat 400 fucking pounds? I'd be like, shut the fuck up. You can say it. Like, okay, so you got some little information from Aaron Rodgers that one of the reasons why he thinks he's doing better this year is because he started to do squats with a straight bar to kind of
Well, that's good insight. That's what I like
to
hear.
But literally, I watched the game, and he said it 4 times.
Well, that's good. You know, the audience is always coming in and out, Bubba. It's a primetime show. Not everybody's a nut-swinging Packers fan like you. Some people need the squatting info.
Okay, so then this one wide receiver, I guess the best one that the Titans have.
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown. He does this little fucking slant that literally Baby Sethi could do. Like, you go 2 yards up, and then you slant in. It's very, if you and your quarterback are on the same page, it's virtually indefensible.
And he said that nobody's better at running that slant.
He goes, I'm going to tell you about A.J. Brown. That's probably the best slant runner in the league
He is. He is. He's a beast. You would know, Bubba, if you
A.J. Brown. Dante Adams just got the 99 gold chain. Well, fucking A.J. Brown's the best slant runner in the league.
Bubba.
Fuck off on your slant, buddy.
A.J. Brown is a beast, okay? You will know his name in, you know, a year or two if
Hold
you
on.
Don't.
You can't say that A.J. Brown's the best in the fucking league when you're running against the 17 brother on the other side. The Dante. When you're playing Dante
Adams. No, we're not saying
Adams.
He's the... I'm not saying... I'm not even... Chris Collinsworth was a wide receiver. If he wants to sit here and talk about this guy's the best route runner ever, he was jerking off Davante Adams' release that he doesn't use his hands. He's like, look at this guy. He uses his feet in his release. There's no hands. So he was jerking off 17, too.
All right. Sorry.
Remember?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, his release. Look at his feet. Look at his feet.
That was kind of amazing.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of different techniques to being a wide receiver. We're all learning it, okay? But A.J. Brown.
Who's the big Bears wide receiver? The kid from Jacksonville?
Allen Robinson. Yeah.
Wasn't he a J-ville guy?
He played for the Jaguars, yeah.
Now it's locked in. The Jaguars got the first pick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's the kid from Clemson a lock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, an absolute fucking lock.
Yes, yes.
Like Jacksonville should start negotiating with his agent right now.
It's done.
Right?
Absolutely.
Unless he gets hit by a bus before fucking April.
Well, unless he decides he doesn't want to come out because he doesn't want to play for Jacksonville. But Jacksonville has the draft capital because they traded Jalen Ramsey and they've been trading guys over the past couple of years. They have a lot of draft picks to build around him, so I think it's a good place to go. Jacksonville.
Well, I think, plus isn't he from that area? Isn't he like a South Carolina, Georgia? Where's he from?
I don't know.
Trevor Lawrence, is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, did you see where the Redskins cut Haskins?
Yeah, you can say that. We talked about that a lot. We talked about that a lot.
Not the Reds, the Washington football team.
Yeah, we talked about that.
That's an honest mistake.
We talked about that on the last one.
Okay, bud.
Yeah, well, I just have to.
My bad. You know what? I've done 46 shows since then.
I like to reset the. Well, I haven't. I'm very fresh on what we've talked about. So, hey.
I don't think Haskins gets back in the league.
Oh, yeah. They said the Panthers want to get him or the Vikings.
Really?
They said he gets another chance for sure. Yeah.
Does Rodgers win MVP? I was looking something on ESPN. He's a virtual lock.
Yes.
I mean, he's not going to shit the bed versus Chicago. He's not going to throw 4 picks.
It doesn't matter if he does. Like, he should be the MVP by far.
Like, boy, that's kind of crazy. I mean, last April when they moved up to pick Jordan Love from Utah State, some guy that I'm not necessarily sold on. You know, listen, if you got a guy that plays for Clemson or Alabama, he's pretty much road tested. He's, you know, he's played some good. Who the fuck does Utah State play?
Who did Wyoming play? Who went to Wyoming? Josh Allen, fucking in the MVP conversation as well. Look at that guy.
Yeah, I mean, look at Brett Favre. He played for fucking what? Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
But Ole Miss is in the SEC,
I mean, you're right. I mean, a lot of the big... But look, Dwayne Haskins went to Ohio State, and he's a complete bust. So
right.
It could go either way.
Jamarcus Russell went to where?
LSU.
Yeah. That's Power 5 football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Utah State ain't Power 5 football, is it?
No.
Barely.
Fuck no.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
I think they're in the soft 4.
Yeah. I don't know what they're in. Who fucking knows?
Yeah. But, I mean, don't you find that a little bit interesting? You move up to pick this, you know, the future of the franchise, so
they
speak. And then the guy that you're pretty much, you know, fucking laying out to pasture, you know, is now the league's MVP.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the predicament in the next couple of years.
I think that the Packers have to hold on to Aaron Rodgers, maybe Seth through the end of his deal.
Maybe forever. Maybe it's just have to let Jordan Love walk after never playing. Like, look at this fucking guy, Aaron Rodgers. He's 40.
Look at this fucking guy. He's like Drew Brees. He's 45. He's timeless.
Yeah. Well, Drew Brees isn't timeless. Drew Brees has broken the fuck down this year.
Is this it?
I think this is it. Yeah.
It can't. I mean, like, he's a paper tiger now.
Well, no, I just think this is it. I just think that that Sean Payton can run an offense and can run a team, you know, without Drew Brees. Whether it's Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, Teddy Bridgewater. I think that there can be an off. Sean Payton is a genius. I don't think he needs Drew Brees. You know, like the way that Belichick needed Brady. Sean Payton is an offensive guy, so I think he's had plans for, you know, past Drew Brees for a while.
Man, this has been a good podcast. This has been a really good podcast.
It's been all over the place.
I mean, you know, from our New Year's Eve celebrations to your mentals to me ringing in. To fucking a girl from fucking a housewife from Naperville in the Westwood One ring in the new year 1989-90 circa to some sports to fuck.
Yeah, to Lummy got married.
Lummy got married. We need to do a deep dive on that, but I don't think we frankly have the time.
No, we don't. We don't have the time, nor do we have the, we don't have the
or the energy.
We don't have the people. I got to get some brunch.
At this point. I got to go home, take a shower, and then I'm headed over to St. Pete to do a little lunch with my boy Coco. I'm going to be in your neck of the woods.
Thank you. You're a St. Pete legend.
Did you see I was live on on YouTube about last week when I was headed to the track and I had my St. Pete legend hat on the entire time?
No.
Oh, no, I had it framed up.
No, I didn't. Thank you.
By the way, go to our YouTube channel. It's at The Bubba Army and look up some new stuff that Rhett has put up, some old retro stuff, one of which I'm pretty embarrassed of. And that's when I did Bubba Cribs circa 1994.
Oh, I didn't see that yet.
You did not? You didn't see it?
Is it your mansion?
No. I'll tell you what it is. It's absolutely fucking embarrassing.
Well, of course. That's why I want to see it.
Oh, Seth, it is so fucking embarrassing.
Did you have an apartment?
Look at this.
Oh, I don't have my glass. Oh, just you?
Yeah.
Just you're embarrassing.
Listen. Let me tell you something very quickly here. If you're under 18, please do not view this material. I'm only going to tell you now. I'm not going to be responsible.
What is that? Are you driving a convertible?
Stereo and stuff. Because you know I got to have some gangster ass quad cars. Let me show you.
What are those?
412s.
Oh,
look.
There you go.
Wow, that's good shit.
Product placement. Listen.
Love Sponge Limousine cars. 531 Bubba. Say it.
You have Sponge Limousines? Never mind. We'll talk about that another day.
Why are you so rude to girls?
Am I being rude to girls? Air Bubba Beeper. The old Power Pig Studios, when you had to record your phone calls on reel-to-reel, cart machine, CD deals. I had two little piss boys in there, so when I got done playing music, I didn't even have to go put my music away. Watch, this is how I did it.
Bitches and everything.
I do not, ma'am.
It is really rude.
Threw it over him.
That's how you treated your piss boys?
Dude, and right here, up on so rude to girls.
Am I being rude to girls?
You are. You call them bitches and everything.
I do not, ma'am.
It is really.
Yeah. Was that a setup call or did you?
No,
that was real.
That was. Yeah, I mean,
come on, but let's be honest with you. You know, come on.
Along with the ride. So after I get off the air here in about 25 or 30 minutes, we're gonna go to my house in my bedroom and screw around with these chicks.
What the? Where did Rhett get this shit? Where is this?
I don't know. He found a DVD from like the Kabuki Project or something. That we released, you know, like some back in the day shit. And yeah,
at his house or just around here?
No, around here.
Oh, okay.
I told him, hey, listen, go look into here. There's a lot of old hidden shit in here.
Rhett looking for fucking DVDs around here.
Do you have my Ultra 150 10 passenger stretch available?
What? Yeah, that's like the only one we don't have out.
Okay.
So I'm calling the guy who books the limousines. Oh yeah. So now we're going into my, to my apartment and here's my bodyguard.
Yeah, what's up, boss?
Big Emery in the house, but boy, 6'9", 405 pounds.
Air Bubba Beeper, Air Bubba t-shirt.
Are you sweating?
I think I should bring those Air Bubba shirts back, don't you think?
I think they're back.
He keeps me out of trouble.
Bad news, I went and picked up the five. Two of them were shit, dude. I had to get rid of them. Come check.
Bubba, what the fuck were you had going on back in the day, man? What do you have going on now?
Listen, I was way ahead of let me brag and show you what I got fucking deal. Now that's all they do.
Yeah. No.
I was way ahead of it. This is circa 94.
God, just imagine if one of those businesses fucking hit. We wouldn't even have to be here.
Wait, I mean, I wasn't looking at it that way, but you're right.
Yeah, just, well, you know, I'm sorry. But we got other things going. We got this podcast, 114,000 downloads in December. Thank you, everybody.
I mean, that's pretty good, isn't it, buddy?
Well, yeah.
I mean, we're up 100,000.
We're up 100,000, but we have not made as much money as we did with the Bubba Bieber project.
I think sexy. Thanks, Seth. So long, everybody.
All right.
While I've got the mood, that really move them. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.